Chapter 23. Let's get this done. I gave them their chance. Allison released the energy in her legs. She flew into the army of Strands and bypassed the Weaver. He had chosen not to strengthen himself for the fight, which meant he wasn't an immediate threat. Not only that, if he didn't want to fight, he would be useful for interrogation. There was still far more she needed to learn about the tapestry. The momentum carried her forward and powered her blade to pierce a Strand's chest and emerge on the other side. He fell, his eyes open in a death stare. She yanked the blade out and summoned another in her other hand. Okay, there is an army of these guys, but at least they aren't that hard to eliminate. With a grin, Dreyse tossed a dagger into the far flank of the enemy line. The explosion scattered several of the enemy, but one remained untouched, and his skin glowed yellow for a moment. Okay, some are harder than others to kill, but that's not a big deal. Allison stabbed the other two on either side of her as they turned to attack her. Several more spun and raised their fists, their black eyes impossible to read. Hannah and Mason barreled into the fight on opposite sides of Allison. The fox slashed with her blade. The Tachi had no difficulty in cutting into the hardened flesh of the enhanced Strands. Three swings eliminated three enemies. She dodged a blow before she thrust her blade through an attacker's heart. Mason pounded a fist into one man's head with a resounding thud. The Strand hurtled back and collided with one of his comrades. They fell together and tripped a few others. We can do this. There's a lot of them, but we've fought tougher enemies. Allison stabbed and cut with her shadow blades. A couple of their adversaries absorbed a few more strikes, and their skin glowed yellow. She turned, and one struck her with a red glowing fist. She careened back with a grunt of pain when her shield soaked up only part of the blow. Impact with another enemy ended her unplanned flight. She ran him through with both blades before she thrust onto her feet and cut another Strand in half. These guys hit damned hard. I'm surprised Hannah did as well as she did without any shields the first time she fought them. Several attackers surrounded Mason and pummeled him with their own enhanced blows. He stumbled, and his shield strained as he returned the punches and managed to knock a few of his opponents down. His powerful uppercut crunched into the jaw of a glowing yellow Strand. The man spun a few times before he collapsed. The wizard's spin kick launched another of his assailants into a nearby pack and disrupted their attempts to surround him. Tension lined his features. He didn't look afraid, but he didn't seem to enjoy himself as much as Dreyse had earlier. The Welsh witch darted constantly from one side to the other as her arm whipped explosive daggers into concentrations of Strands and scattered them. Her earlier glee was replaced by an expression of grim resignation as she attempted to thin the massive army to a more manageable number. Some of the men rose again, charred but moving, while others remained on the ground. The acrid smell of their burns mingled in the air. Whatever the Strands were, and whatever consuming the crystals did, they were still living beings. Defeating them was a matter of applying enough force to deliver a fatal wound. Their main current advantage was sheer numbers. They had enough to send three different teams after us, plus more in reserve. But the Weaver said he brought everyone in to kick our asses. If we finish them here, that'll be enough for a while at least. Allison carved through foe after foe until she finally stood back to back with Hannah. These guys are really annoying, the fox shouted as she slashed the throat of an attacker. Sure, she replied. They aren't my favorite people in the world right now. A man tried to flank and she stabbed him in the stomach. The drow princess and the sword-wielding fox hurtled in opposite directions and launched into a series of quick slashes that parted the wall of Strands that surrounded them. Several of the yellow-shielded men converged on Hannah, only to find her Tachi made short work of their defenses with only a few blows. Many victims of the Tachi had made that mistake when they assumed it was merely a sword, rather than a unique blade with a powerful enchantment. Even James Brownstone had underestimated it years before. Better wielded, the sword might have ended his life before he adapted fully to its magic. The fox grinned. That's what you get for messing me and my pet, assholes. I owe you for that beating. Her flurry of movement ended with another fatality among the enemy ranks, but she frowned as a green glow suffused a couple of bodies near her. Their wounds closed, and they stood to face her. Seriously? Now you're really getting on my nerves. She impaled one through the heart and quickly yanked her blade free. The wounded man fell, still bathed in the light green glow. She growled and decapitated another regenerating strand. This time, he didn't resurrect. An assailant tackled her, and as they sprawled together, her sword slid out of her reach. His fists were like pistols as he pounded her head. Her shield dimmed noticeably, but she clawed his throat out before she rolled over to retrieve her blade and scrambled to her feet to meet several more who swarmed toward her. Allison hacked through another group before she vaulted upward and extended her wings. She released her swords and rocketed toward the roof, out of the reach of the hard, bone-shattering blows of the strands. She'd had to constantly feed energy into her shields to keep them from collapsing. It was easy to believe that without them, each punch would be like being hit by a truck. Damn. If I didn't have the others with me, these bastards might have been able to overwhelm me. I guess the Weaver wasn't totally full of shit. This is a halfway decent fight, but I need to reset the tactical tempo before everyone gets too exhausted. The strands die easily enough, but they don't seem to show much in the way of pain or exertion. Mason staggered back from a trio of strands who each landed quick jabs. She tossed three shadow crescents. The powerful missiles drove through the attackers, and they fell almost as one. Now, with more room to maneuver, the Life Wizard rallied and clotheslined another charging adversary, whose head cracked painfully on the concrete when he fell. Allison spent the next 10 or so seconds laying down cover fire from above. With the strands no longer clumped into easy collective targets, Dryzy gave up on her explosive daggers and changed to her wand. She obliterated one man with a white-hot fireball from only a few yards away. A few of the others attempted to attack her, but she yanked her pistol out and put a bullet into each of their heads. When one began to glow green, she emptied her clip into his head until he stopped moving. The entire army was now spread out in distinct clusters around the four brownstone team members. While they had strength, bravery, and numbers, there was a distinct lack of tactics on display. Most simply waited until there was an opening before they charged forward to punch or kick their victim into submission. Allison was reminded more of an insect swarm attempting to overwhelm an enemy. You guys should call yourself the Swarm rather than the Tapestry. I wonder if not all of them can talk. Every time it's been one guy who spoke for them. She circled the room and continued to pepper the army with light blasts or shadow crescents. Most of her assaults eliminated the enemy with a single strike, but a few of the shielded strands required two or three direct attacks to defeat them. The numbers were becoming more manageable, but the sweat and grimaces on Dryzy and Mason's faces suggested they were under strain. Everyone's too close together. If I try to shadow Nova, I'd kill my own friends. Compared to the others, Hannah continued to cleave her enemies with ease with the help of the magical penetrating power of the Tachi. Even in her case, sweat poured down her face, and the red glow around her skin had dimmed from repeated attacks. If her artifact field went down, one solid blow to the head might kill her. Several strands surrounded her friend, and Allison crippled them with a barrage of shadow crescents. Based on her aerial view, about half the enemy lay defeated on the ground. Unfortunately, collateral damage risk from area attacks remained, so she continued her rapid strafing runs and shifted between targets around Hannah, Mason, and Dryzy. Her volleys didn't allow any of the enemy to build up momentum or cluster together, as her team's defenses continued to brush close to their limits, and she had the opportunity to spare them a concerted attack. The strands' punches must not only be about hitting hard. They must have some kind of low-level anti-magic capability, too. That would explain the Weaver's confidence, but it also means that Angry Omni was able to take these heavy blows without the several layers of shields I use. There has to be more to him. I doubt he could have survived this entire army himself. Allison finished the thought by thrusting her palms out to launch a bright lance of light magic. The missile careened down and exploded against two of the enemy that attempted to sneak up on Dryzy. Their bodies bounced and rolled, and the witch offered her a grin and a thumbs up. I need to draw more of them off to give everyone time to process strategy. She released her wings and summoned a shadow blade with her left arm as she fired rapid staccato blasts into the Strand army. "I'm now available for a quick dance, assholes!" she shouted. Several turned to attack her. She felled them with light blasts before she stabbed a couple of others who managed to close the distance and threatened to punch, kick, or tackle her. With the remainder of the army now split into four groups, they became easy targets for the Brownstone team. Hannah uttered a howling war cry as she swung her sword to annihilate enemy after enemy. A stone-faced mason alternated punches and bullets as he defeated his last few adversaries. A bleeding, limping Dreyse advanced with her wand in front of her after she'd cracked the skull of a Strand with her empty pistol. Allison fired a shadow crescent into one Strand before she sliced him from stomach to neck with her blade. He collapsed, and she paused a moment to drag in several deep breaths. She spun, her gaze searching for more enemies. Every Strand lay on the blood-painted floor, wounded, dying, or dead. To her surprise, the Weaver lay on the ground, still alive and half sitting up, his pants charred and his legs badly burned. She had wondered if he would try to run. His presence there earned him a smidgen of respect. "Good," she announced. "I'm glad to see you're still alive because I have a few more questions." She strode toward the wounded man.